Leodrak stood, and for a brief moment he shaped like he was about to end Grammaticus, but decided against it. "It is not so simple as revenge. We want to get back into the war, make a difference for what we do to have a meaning. Before we came here, we had been tracking the word-bearers of this particular cult for a while. We followed them to a small backwater world called Viralis, but were too late to prevent what they unleashed there." Grammaticus frowned.
"Unleashed?"
"Demons, John Grammaticus, a subject about which I suspect you are well versed."
"I have seen the acuity," he admitted.
Leodrak scowled. "I won't even ask what that is. A gift from your cabal, no doubt."
"It's no gift, it's truth, and one I wish I could erase from my mind."
"Again, not my concern. What does concern me," he gestured to Hriak too, "us, our mission, is to prevent what happened on Viralis from happening here. Their leader, the word-bearer cleric, was supposed to die by our hand. We would slip in unnoticed, find him, and execute him. Pergelen was our trigger man. The rest of us would ensure rapid egress in the face of reprisal. Our chances of success were good, our chances of survival less so, but at least we would die knowing Traoris was safe."
"No world is safe, Salamander," Grammaticus countered. "No part of the galaxy, however remote, is going to be spared."
Leodrak snarled, angry, but more at the situation than Grammaticus. "We would spare this world, at least from that." He backed down. The threat of violence ebbed. "But now we are discovered and being hunted. Shen and Pergelen should have left you in that warehouse."
Grammaticus nodded. "Yes, they should have, but they didn't. And now you have me and know what I know. So, what are you going to do with that?"
"Nothing."
A voice from deeper in the tunnel. It was dark, but even Grammaticus recognized the voice of the warrior coming to meet them. He was not alone, either. "Numion." Leodrak went to greet him. They locked wrists. Hriak merely bowed his head to acknowledge the captain. Leodrak's good mood soured when he saw who else had come back with Numion.
"So few," he asked. "Their sacrifice will have meaning, brother."
Of the 23 legionaries that had made planetfall on Traoris from the Fire Arc, barely 13 remained. Shenra had come back with Numion, as well as Kigosi. Pergelen lingered at the back of the group, returning a few minutes after having made sure they were not followed. Hriak was the last of the ravens now, and he muttered a Kievaran oath for the fallen Avis. The rest were salamanders. Grammaticus beheld a broken force. Fate, oh, that capricious mistress, had conspired against them. It had delivered him into their grasp and the Fulgurite spear to the word-bearers. The phrase, fugged beyond all reason, didn't even begin to describe it. He also noticed a key figure was missing, as did Leodrak.
"Where is Domados?"
asked the salamander. Numion sighed, weary. He took off his battle helm.
"We lost him during the fight. He and several others went out to meet the 17th to stymie their assault. I didn't see him fall, but..."
He shook his head. "So what now?" asked Shenra, hobbling to stand beside his brothers. Grammaticus answered,
"Let me go. Help me reclaim the spear and get off Traoris. What's there to lose now?"
Numion ignored him and went over to Shenra. He was badly wounded and struggling.
"I have seen better days, before you ask,"
said the Tech Marine acerbically. He was slumped against the tunnel wall, a trickle of effluence from the cracked ceiling painting a grubby track down his armor. Numion kneeled to speak with him.
"You saved us all, you irascible bastard."
"Lost the track mount, though. Anyway," he paused to cough, "someone had to." Numion laughed, but his humor quickly faded when he saw Shenra's injuries. The Tech Marine's bionic eye was only partially functional, and he carried a limp, but his cracked breastplate hinted at the real damage. Internal injuries, partial biological shutdown. Two other salamanders in the returning party were already comatose as their brutalized bodies tried to repair themselves. Prognosis did not appear favorable. Three more were dead, shredded by bolt rounds, impaled by blades. Not one killing wound, but several small ones amounting to the same. Attritional deaths. Their brothers had carried them, those that were washed down with them into the tunnels, just as they had before. Grammaticus was surprised at the level of humanity they showed to their dead, and wondered if it were a Nocturnian trait.
"So, what now?" he asked. "Are we to hide out in these tunnels until they find us?"
Numion finished muttering some words of encouragement to the Tech Marine and rose to his feet.
"We move on. Find another way to achieve our mission."
Leodrak approached, noticing Numion touching the sigil of Vulcan he had carried ever since they had fled Istvan.